How's it going, guys? Anybody out there who has ever set up a small business or a business on the side or their own company will be aware of how all of a sudden overnight you have to wear basically like 1,000 different hats. Whenever I launched justgoodstuff.ie earlier in the year to sell all my merchandise, it was honestly so unbelievably liberating to discover Shopify and to realize that I was actually capable of running and developing my business further myself. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side. Welcome back to the Roast Mortem. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, how are your shredded cocks, nipples, stomachs just before the weds?
No? Wow!
It's completely insane.
No bums or tums, just nips and cocks.
Offensive, unpleasant to listen to, and basically, yeah, the reviews of my audiobook. No, I'm joking. I'm giddy as a goose, my man.
Oh man, it's so exciting. I cannot wait.
I've got my bags packed. Yeah. My toothbrush is packed. Everything is ready to go. I'm here with Mystery Mick, my friends. It's less than just over 48 hours from the day that you will be wed.
Yes, Jesus Christ. It's wild. I cannot believe we're here.
And I wasn't going to tell you this, but I'm going to tell it to you now because This is a bit of a mic drop moment. And I know your wedding is tomorrow, but this is going to take precedence as a bit of a surprise.
Right.
I'm doing another Insta ad. It's going out tonight and you motherfuckers, they've turned on me, right? They've turned, the roasties, this is the problem. You make a business and a career out of roasting things and eventually you become roasted. Nevertheless... we all know what happened with Supervalu, okay?
Yes.
I did the ad. It was a ghost town. I put a call to action out in the podcast and the troops were rallied. It's now gone too far in the other direction, okay?
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
So an ad went out with myself and my wife yesterday and now everyone's commenting going, we should probably like this because Mark told... I'm like, don't.
Oh, no.
You're saying the quiet part loud. Just, so look, let us be very clear, because I'm making a list of names. And by the way, here is a mic drop moment.
Okay.
I had a meeting this morning. This is as true as the day is born, or whatever that phrase is.
I'm with you.
At the end of July, my friends, I am planning something extraordinarily special. I told you after the tour that I wanted to plan something for the listeners of the Weekly Roast to give back. We've obviously had the wedding fund. That's been great fun. This is different again, and this is going to be hopefully the last weekend of July, okay?
Okay, yeah.
It's going to be in Dublin, and brilliant. Without giving away too much, I'm trying to plan an exclusive listener party for around 30 to maybe 50 of the most loyal listeners of the Weekly Roast, where we will have, and it'll be free of charge. Tickets will be exclusive, but they will be free. So we will just be able to, you know, do a cutoff and we will get them, I think, into the studio and then record a live episode on some sort of a stage, but then have like a Graham Norton red chair. Basically, that's what I'm planning. Okay.
Let's go. That's incredible.
So, that's what I'm planning for the end of July. It's going to be unbelievable. Okay. And, you know, this whole year is about trying new things and continuously rolling out these new ideas, right? So that, exactly. So my point is, I'm making names. I'm making a list of names of the people. If you want to be in with the chance to come to the most exclusive roast, the Roasties party of all time, there's an ad going out tonight, my friends. And let's just say I want to see some likes and I want to see some comments. And I want to see some supportive comments that look authentic. Don't make it look like I told you, okay?
I have a bone to pick with you, though. I have notifications on for when you post. You're very supportive of my posting and I would like to obviously return the favor. I drop a cheeky little comment and you just roast me. You just cut me in half.
That's the game. I have to stay on brand. Just in case any of the cool lads
off.
Just in case any of the cool lads from school see my Instagram, I have to let them know that I'm still razor sharp and mean. Nevertheless, my friends, if you see the ad tonight going out, you better fucking like that shit, okay? Because this is how the roof stay. Rosie needs an education. Yes. Rosie needs to go on holidays, okay? If for every like, one like equals one one pencil in Rosie's pencil case.
For just two.
Every like that this ad gets tomorrow night, that's a shoelace on one of Rosie's shoe. Do you want to deprive Rosie of some shoes? Answer me that. Look at my Sherbet daughter's gorgeous little trotters and say, do you want... No, Darren would hate this. So anyway, nevertheless, you are welcome to the roast mortem. It is a very special one, of course, because our boy, our beloved Mr. Mystery Mick is getting married and it's, less than 30... It's today's Thursday when this gets released. So it's 24 hours. Yes. So it's tomorrow. I, of course, am the celebrant. Sorry, loads of people think that that's fake.
What?
They're like... Calvin was like, you're not actually, are you? I was like...
Of course you are.
No, I am. He's like, but you're not a priest. I was like, well, yeah, but it's... I also tried to say this to my hairdresser yesterday. I got the haircut and finally got a new haircut. I was like, this is unbelievable. Charged me €5 more than I should have been.
Ooh.
Impossible to get a good, loyal hairdresser in this town. Anyway, I...
Coverage gone.
got the haircut and he was like, so a big weekend. I was like, yeah, I'm actually, I'm going to a wedding. Nice, Maddie. I was like, no, not me. I'm going to a friend of mine's wedding. I was like, I'm actually, I'm doing the wedding. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm like the celebrant. He was like, what do you mean? I was like, priest, like the priest. And he was like, oh, priest. Okay. And then he's like, I could see his face contorting into the most confused look a human has ever been. Much similar to when my dad was expecting me to be a barrister and I told him I was moving to Brighton to become a South Dublin freestyle rapper. And he was like...
The gold chain was a giveaway.
Do you know what I mean? And he's like, how long are you a priest? I was like, no, not actually a priest. I'm a comedian. He's like... Priest, and he just kept saying priest to himself for the rest of the staring off into the distance.
Please, so,
priest. So here we are. I'm the celebrant. How are you feeling? Let's just before we get because we're doing wedding disasters. I've got some great stories for you, but I just
brilliant.
It's important for me to extend whilst recording, at least the sympathetic and compassionate hand of advice. I've been there. I've been where you've been, not just from a sobriety perspective, not just from a careers perspective, not just from a, do you know what I mean? But yeah. I don't know what I was saying there. Anyway, how are you feeling?
No, I'm with you. Do you know what? Loads of people have been asking me, am I nervous? Am I feeling this, that, or the other? I could not be more relaxed. And I'm just so, so happy that it's finally here. Like, it's obviously been a long journey and there's been lots of ups and downs, but like
two Instagram series, two full, fully blown separate, more series. You've done more series on Instagram than fucking Breaking Bad. I think EastEnders, I think EastEnders even called it after like seven and you've gone through genuinely, it's obscene, but you are feeling relaxed. And from a serious perspective, how are you feeling sobriety wise about... I felt like when I got married, and I remember us talking at the time, that there was a weird cocktail, if you'll allow the pun, of emotions in that I was so proud of myself that I was there to be getting married and like looking at basically the contents of my life and seeing how everything had come together as a result of being sober. And then on a couple of moments, there was that slight pang of like imposter or like you're I don't know, just a bit, definitely not sadness, but like just something, a little twinge of just like, I have failed that I am in this position and I'm not able to drink. Not because I wanted to drink. I didn't want to drink at all, but I felt like reminded in a bittersweet way of the fact that things hadn't gone the way I probably anticipated they would as a younger man.
Totally. And it's a strange, it's this really strange dynamic because I suppose sobriety has certainly allowed me to practice and feel gratitude on a level that I never knew that I could. So I'm filled with this enormous feeling of, as you said earlier, pride and just, like gratitude that I'm here and that I'm surrounded by people I love and that everything has gone my way. But the reality is, you know, bottles of Prosecco are being popped by the pool and it's sunny and everyone has this incredible energy. And there's a slight feeling of, oh, God, you know, this is the one thing that, like, I saw myself probably in the center of. But I said, the reality is, man, I am so far from the person I was in the last days of my drinking that the idea of me having this wedding, being able to afford this wedding and being able to even maintain these relationships with people and, like, have positive ones and ones that I can create memories with, it's just not happening if I'm still drinking. So it's just...
You'd be the center of nothing. Like, you know, you could be the ringleader of the sort of circus you don't want to be part of because it's not, it's so different now to the way that it was. That's amazing. And like, not to go on too much of a diversion, but I found certainly in my sobriety that like weddings overall have for the first time ever genuinely become enjoyable. Like ironically, if we were to look at a graph, right, like the way I used to, like, I hated weddings. And this one I was drinking and drugging, like, didn't like weddings. And then you get sober. And the first, like, for the first year or so, I really didn't like weddings. Like, I didn't get to go to a couple of my close friends' weddings just because I just wasn't able to, like.
They're long days in early sobriety.
It was too much for me. Like, one of my dear friends is getting married in Scotland and I was around 4 months sober and I just had to reach out to him and his wife and just say, look, I hope you understand. And he was like, Mark, his best man, he's lived in the UK for like 2 decades, but he was like, my best man has just celebrated 10 years sobriety. And so like, you know, we totally get it. Please, like, you know, they were just the nicest, most gracious people ever. And he got to come to my wedding and all the rest, but so I got the gift. But you know, so I didn't have to give him one because I wasn't going there and I was sober. So virtue. But you know, like the first few months were horrific. But then slowly but surely, I was like, oh, hold on, like weddings, just like going to a bar, a restaurant, whatever, a party, like they can be whatever it is that you want them to be. Like, I think there's this weirdly imposter, like I used to get walking into restaurants and stuff that I wasn't as entitled to be in the room as people who were drinking, as if I'm somehow like subordinate or like less than, because I'm almost as if like I wasn't participating in the event to the same extent as the people who are drinking. Whereas now as time has gone on, and then there was, so there was that initially really tough, but then there was the gradual realization of like, oh no, I actually have a role in the day in terms of I am a punter that's entitled to enjoy it. There's that. And then there's almost, you go too far into the extreme and you go, well, actually, if anything, I'm more present because I'm fucking sober and look at all these dweedle dumb heads with their fucking booze. Look at them. Oh, look at them guzzling their pints. Oh, we
doesn't
don't
even
need
look
that.
Fun.
Oh, no, I'd hate to be having a delicious pint of Guinness now. Oh, I'd hate to be taking a picture with the lads and lovely pints of Guinness and smoking 60 fags and talking, oh, bloody hell. You go down that extreme. And then eventually the pendulum, I think, certainly in my experience, sort of shifts a little bit back and you go, do you know what? We're all here for the same reason, which is to have a nice time. And drinking, not drinking, sober, otherwise, everybody in this room has a million and three things going on in their heads, good, bad and indifferent. Do you know what I mean?
Totally, totally.
And
sorry.
No, continue.
Well, my big realization is, or has been, particularly when it comes to weddings in sobriety, is that the weddings aren't actually about me. Like the weddings I go to when I was drinking, I thought I was like, it was my responsibility to keep an energy and party at a certain level.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it was somehow my duty. And I was a fucking like annoyance. I was nothing but a cretin. And now I can just go to a wedding because my friends love each other and they get married. And that's just like a really nice thing.
That's it. It is like the burden of it, everything needing to be about you. And this is the weird thing. It's not always because you wanted it to. It's because you think as if there's an onus on you to deliver the extraordinary. Do you know what I mean? Like, I remember a cousin of mine getting married in Portugal a few years ago, 2018. So I was still knee deep in the slop at this point. And like, the gorgeous wedding. And there was one rule. Oh my God, actually, no, there's two rules. I definitely not mentioning the other one, but there was one rule. And it was like, everybody enjoy your wedding, enjoy the wedding, but just don't go near the swimming pool. Don't go near the swimming pool. It's the only rule. Obviously, 1 o'clock in the morning, what does Megan do in the suit? And I jumped in, be like, this is going to be like Almost Famous, where, you know, one person jumps into the pool and everybody else follows suit. And like, we have this unbelievable music. And then like, you know, Return to Innocence by Enigma starts playing. And it's like, ay, 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 oh, ay, ay, ay. Anyway, Mark Megan fucking cannonballs into the pool wearing his cheap top man 180 suit, which is essentially like a fabric castration of the sack. And I jump into the pool and everyone just sort of stops. And turns like, oh, sorry, get out. We said nobody in the pool, Mark.
You're a dickhead.
Can somebody get Mark a towel? And he needs to sober up a bit because, do you know what I mean?
Man, I did the exact same thing. Actually, at the venue that we're getting married in, I was begged and pleaded to not do anything, you know, stupid, blah, blah, blah. 2 a.m, I get down to my boxers and I do a backflip into the pool, thinking again, the music's going to play and it's going to be, you know.
And it goes down worse than it goes down worse than Pearl Harbor, like. Yeah. I mean?
But the problem was the pool I did, and you'll see it at the wedding. It turned out to be 2 foot deep. So I do this backflip and I'm just belly button deep in a pool. And everyone's like,
Jesus,
you're a moron. Like, you are honestly the worst person in the world.
By the way, there's a remarkable consistency with alcoholics I know and having this dream of walking into a room with everybody chanting their name. Where did that come from? Like, why is it that we were so deprived of being cheered for as a child that that's it? That's all we've ever wanted is to be cheered for. Nevertheless, how's it going, guys? Anybody out there who has ever set up a small business or a business on the side or their own company will be aware of how all of a sudden overnight you have to wear basically like 1,000 different hats. Whenever I launched justgoodstuff.ie earlier in the year to sell all my merchandise, it was honestly so unbelievably liberating to discover Shopify and to realize that I was actually capable of running and developing my business further myself. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side. I'm delighted, man. I'm really delighted. And it's going to be a beautiful few days. So before we slip into the complete sentimental abyss, I think we should go through, you know, some of the slop. Because we can't go complete friendship goals for the duration of the episode.
No, we are here. That's right.
We're here to talk about wedding disasters. All right?
Yes.
I've got some for you. You ready?
Let's do it.
My pals had their wedding in this old house in Carlo and their mate insisted on DJing. So the couple reluctantly didn't hire an actual professional DJ because your man was insistent. Anyway, he ended up getting locked early on, couldn't stand, let alone DJ, ended up naked and unconscious in the bridal bed and left one massive skid mark on the sheet. They were completely scandalised by the whole thing. The guy brought a set of Technics the previous month and basically thought he was Carl Cox. Nightmare.
Oh my God.
I feel like shitting the bed would be less offensive than one skid mark. Do you know what I mean? Almost like almost sort of like the bridal bed Banksy. Do you know what I mean? Like, just this sort of...
A mystery that's his poo.
Do you know what I mean? Mystery shit, do you know? Just like this one smear, like as if that's his textbook. Like, that's his trademark.
Jesus, like,
you know,
Christ,
you know the way Stan Lee, the director, has this thing where he does a cameo in every movie, you know? Where, like, this DJ does this thing where he shows up and he just leaves one solitary skid mark along the bed linen, like, you know?
Like, Wet Bandits. It's just, it's his calling.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, I don't know how you feel about this. I think trying to DJ is actually more offensive. Like, if you don't, like, that, people don't realize that is a legitimate skill and task and difficult thing to do in a wedding. So to just assume you can buy, you know, a set of decks and go for it is outrageous.
I've been asked to DJ at weddings for people, and I'm like, you do realize I would be the worst wedding DJ in the world because I'm going to be playing deep cuts. Do you know what I mean? I'm talking like some of the rare early Strictly Rhythm stuff. I'm not delivering you Come On Eileen. There's more of a chance of me on Eileen, then, do you know what I mean, playing like I'd sooner stand on my tippy toes in the DJ booth and on Eileen rather than play. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm absolutely Mark, not doing it.
Mark, we haven't heard a lyric in 4 hours. Can you please play something we know? No, fuck off.
Me, like, there's just no chance. I'd be telling people to go fuck themselves. I would be the worst wedding DJ ever. It's like, yeah, again, it's like the thing, oh, Mark, you should do acting. Why? Because I'm good at acting like a wine. Like, I'm good at being the character of myself. Give me any other role and I can't do it. Although, by the way, my performance in the reel that's going live today, you know, it's my first ever father reel. It's my first ever reel sponsored content around being a dad. Just give the boy... Give the boy some love. All I need is just like a, do you know what, Mark? Happy Father's Day. Well done. Neato job, Mark. Love it, Mark. Great performance, Mark. We'll definitely be buying insert product, Mark. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, particularly that one. Yeah, absolutely.
2 days before my cousin's wedding, we all went to collect her dress. The shop assistant brought it out and hung it up on a wall, only to discover that the wall was freshly painted. Cue the tears and the panic. The shop promised to fix it. My dad had to do a 5-hour round trip the morning of the wedding to collect it from a specialist cleaner.
Jesus.
Sorry, if you're getting your wedding shop painted, surely that is something that is like, you know, that is a bananas thing to happen for that not to be passed on to the assistant. Oh, what's the wet paint in the bridal shop? Do you know what I mean?
Of all the products to not get paint on.
Oh, what time's the bar mitzvah coming in? Tuesday, grand. Well, we've got the sale on bacon sarnies. Will we align that? Do you know what I mean? It's completely bananas. Guys, what time are we doing the memorial to 9/11 to Ground Zero on in the Christmas Ground Zero memorial production? What time is that in? Oh, it's just before the Bin Laden birthday party. We could probably kill two birds with one stone. Don't say that. Two terrors with the one plane, love. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's surely management. 9/11 just plays too much of a reoccurring appearance in this podcast, and so it should.
It should.
Never forget.
Should. Never. Oh. Never, Mark. Never. 9/11.
9/11. Night before my wedding, my long-term ex... This is the most outrageous thing that has been sent into the podcast since a bride from Tyrone or from somewhere up north got in touch recently.
Beep
okay?
That shit.
I'm not beeping it. Night before my wedding, my long-term ex declared love for me in lots of texts. Then drove to the car park of my hotel and I ended up chatting to him in his car for nearly an hour, listening to his promises. Don't regret not getting back with him though, and happy with husband, but he had a nerve driving out the night before.
Are you fucking joking me?
I don't think he's the only person with a nerve, to be honest.
You have a nerve, yeah. What?
Firstly, declared love for me in lots of texts. Cool, turn your phone off. Tell him to stop texting you. Block him. If I'm getting married, which I've done, if I, the night before I was getting married, if I was receiving unsolicited love declaring messages from somebody, they would have been blocked or just muted on the night And I would have dealt with it a couple of weeks afterwards, been saying, really inappropriate. I wish you all the best. Take care. Do you know what I mean?
Completely.
That's the bottom line. Like, that is the bottom line. I do not believe in these far-fetched, whimsical displays of... it's not even affection. It's not real love either. Because the thing is, love, as we know, is a verb. It's not one fucking wanton act and wanton, erratic, like, ludicrous display of perceived romance, because it's nonsense. It's not how one shows love or consideration to the other person. And of course, true love is putting their wants, needs and desires before your own. And sending a series of text messages to your former missus is bananas. Then driving to the car park like some sort of suburban dogger, do you know, to then sit there and then wait for her to flit out the night before the wedding. Just sits there for an hour. Just sits there. That's 60 episodes of The Angelus. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what, though? I think we will.
And by the way, she wasn't on her knees for The Angelus. Brilliant. Blowjobs. Go on, what were you going to say?
No, but there are people like this who just fucking love being loved so much that... they nearly feel like they're probably doing their ex, a favour by hearing them out. And like, no, you just love the attention.
Do you know what? It's the equivalent of the mother in the cafe who's making a complete song and a dance about telling her daughter Fuenchuina or something to sit down, you know, or like one of these Italian derivatives. And it's like, she wants everybody to know that she's mothering, and then she looks around at you eventually, because eventually you've caught her eye and she gives you that eye roll like, oh, PA to Saoirse. And you're going, that's not no. You know when they've got the PA. I was on the bus yesterday, or not the other yesterday. I was on the bus the other day because I was going somewhere in Maynooth, and this is the worst setup to something that didn't.
Go on. I was on the bus.
Everybody all immediately like, well, this is a sponsored post. definitely not fucking true. No, no, but I was in a queue for a smoothie the other day. There we are, more on brand.
Yes.
And I was overheard. I'm fucking butchering this, but I overheard these two South Dublin lads having a chat. One of them was like, yeah, man, I think I'm getting fucking catfished by this girl I'm chatting to. And it's like, why? Well, I don't know, man. I'm chatting to her on Hinge at the moment and we decided to move things to Instagram. It's like, yeah, but where are you getting catfished? Well, like, her name on Hinge was Amanda, but then, yeah, totally different name on Instagram. He's like, what you mean? Yeah, and her name's Amanda on Hinge, but her on Instagram, it's like Saoirse Dawn Palace. Is there a gag there? I think there could be a gag there. Maybe if I take it through a bit.
That
if I
is work. Unbelievable.
Yeah, her name's like Saoirse Dawn, some sort of Italian, I think. Saoirse Dawn? I don't know, like, yeah. Maybe part of the Dawn Perignon, just to complete. I need to work on that setup. So I was on the bus.
Show. That is out of this world.
I was on the bus to Maynooth to become a priest, of course.
Oh, yes.
The callback. Fucking hell.
That's insanely good.
Will we just leave it there? Do we just... Okay. Is there anything else? No, I think we just... Oh, here's one more. We'll finish on this, okay, and then you need to go... Hey, get married. You need to go and get married, okay? Two nights before my wedding, my friends met the Slovenian rugby team in town and brought six of them to my reception. Good stuff, just the pack. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. The full... Oh, no, it wouldn't be the pack, of course.
Close.
Minus the flankers. If we're playing 13 as tight. Yes, so... Continental rules pre-1995 World Cup.
Very nice.
There you go. They did a hookah version of an old Slovenian folk song. I'm assuming that's supposed to be old Slovenian folk song, of course, but the typo... Well,
maybe they got their dongs out.
Well, as the story continues, this translated into, who will fuck my bride? I will never forget my mother's face. To be brutally honest with you, it wouldn't be the sort of lyrics of the song being sung by six Slovenian dong-wielding lads from a rugby team. that are in the bridal suite the night before the wedding. That would be surprising my mother. Do you know what I mean?
I'm very much with you, yeah. It's the lyrics are the last of your concern.
How are you, lads? Yeah, we're over from Slovenia. Great stuff. You haven't got... Yeah, a party. Temple Bar. Yeah, Irish people, crazy. You came out, Temple Bar, match, rugby match. Brilliant. And what are your plans for the next couple of days? Rugby, anything else? There's six of us. Yes, do you fancy coming to the Bull Rush Arms for a wedding? Yeah, I do. Bull Rush Arms is an interesting name. Where is that? Yeah. Somewhere near Maynooth? Maynooth? Yeah, it is. Just watch out for my ex. He'll be parked in the car park. Fucking, I'm done. I'm going. I need to go to the airport. You need to get married, my friend.
I can't wait to see you, man.
We wish you well. And thank you for joining us on the Roast Mortem, even when you're off getting married. Mind yourself, my man. Wouldn't best of luck. From the listeners of the Weekly Roast. The fucking ad, guys.
Yes.
It's going up at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Set the alarms. Click, by the way, if you're following me on Instagram, turn the notifications on. Otherwise, you won't find out whenever the posts get posted. And by the way, that will include this secret listening party of 30 people. If you want to be in the secret listening party, let me know. It's going to be fucking unbelievable. Drop a comment beneath this episode, guys. Wish Mr. E. Mick well.
Thank you.
Wish me well and wish yourselves well. We love you all. We're all going to hell.